Sentinel. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Could you tell us what we can expect to be reading about in our paper this week?
Our lead story this week focuses on Australia Day activity at the Caboolture Historical Village. There was certainly a hive of activity on offer, including wood turning, classic cars, live music, toad races and much more. Also check out this week's edition to see who the Australia Day Award winners were in the Moreton region. In other news, more than $7 million has been allocated to resurface more than 3 kilometres of the Diagula Highway between the Bruce Highway and Old Gympie Road in Caboolture. Certainly this brings hope that the stretch of highway will become safer for the thousands of motorists who use it each day. At Caboolture Town Square this Saturday, the Chinese New Year will take place in the form of the Moreton Bay Region Lunar New Year event. Asian music and dance, traditional Asian food, workshops and a firecracker display will be among the attractions, with the event running from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. The new service station is being planned for Morrowfield Road in Burnaby after Moreton Bay Regional Council received an application. The proposed survey would be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It'll be interesting to see the developments with this one. In sport, the Stanley River Rugby League Club will hold its sign-on day at the clubhouse from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday. New and returning players are welcome, and also for this club, the under-8s have been invited to play a curtain raiser to the Dolphins versus Gold Coast Titans trial in Redcliffe on February 19. The Woodford Radio was also a big hit last weekend, and one of the Caboolture softball officials was the manager of the Queensland Heat Open Women's Softball Team, which finished runner-up in a recent national championship. There's all these stories and plenty more in this week's Moreton Sentinel News. This is Liam reporting for 101.5 FM.